Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Scores of teenagers in the Baltimore region are essentially raising themselves, with parents too preoccupied to provide much support to help their kids avoid crime or drugs or truancy. For more than four decades, in South Baltimore and Anne Arundel County, the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development has been offering teens all kinds of support, from an alternative school to after-school activities to counseling and job training. The offerings have changed a lot over the years, but one constant for the last 37 years has been CCYD's director, Ivan Leshinsky. Ivan Leshinsky is retiring at the end of the month, so we asked him to come in for an exit interview. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you very much, Sheila. It's great to be here again.
Who is the typical young person who comes to the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development?
These are young people that are having a tough time. They're having a tough time in school. They're having a tough time socializing with other peers. They may be living in family situations where a parent may be incarcerated, or parents are struggling to make ends meet, or it's a single parent home. That's the type of thing.
How do they make your acquaintance? How do they come to you?
We have a number of different programs. Some operate in Anne Arundel County and some operate in Baltimore City. The programs in Anne Arundel County are the Youth Services Bureau, the PEAK in Glen Burnie, and the Juvenile Intervention Family Independence Program, which operates as an in-home family intervention program. And we get referrals from public defenders where kids have picked up juvenile charges. And if the family is willing to get involved in a treatment program with one of our case managers, the juvenile authorities will handle it informally. You know, we have a drop-in center called the Rediscovering Me Clubhouse, and parents can come in there with their kids who are starting to get involved with drugs or alcohol, that sort of thing. So it's a wide variety, but the bottom line is these are kids that are not doing well, and they're not doing well in school.
You've had different programs over the years. We're going to talk more about that later, but how many, just say over your 37 years as director, how many kids do you think you've touched?
If my math is correct, it's probably 8,000 to 10,000.
Wow.
I'm thinking about 200 a year for roughly 40 years.
You started at Chesapeake Center for Youth Development in 1980.
That's when I became the director. I was a teacher and a counselor prior to, and the principal of the school, the Chesapeake Alternative School, prior to that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what was going on then when you started?
The organization started before the Education for the Handicapped Act, and we had a special education school. And then in 1974, the counties in the different localities started to implement their own special ed programs, and so we were left with the infrastructure for a school, but we stopped getting referrals, and that's when we moved towards Baltimore City, where the Department of Juvenile Services was responsible for perhaps thousands of youngsters who were not attending school or getting into trouble, getting suspended or expelled once they were there. And so for 36 years, we ran an alternative school out of several different locations until we found the latest one that we're in, which was a church that had fallen into disuse. And with grants from the city, the state, private funding, we were able to piece that whole thing together. And that's out in the Brooklyn area. And we were there from 1978 until we're still there now. But we don't run a school anymore there. It's just kind of like the headquarters of the organization.
That's Ivan Leshinsky here on the record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Leshinsky's retiring this month after 37 years at the helm of the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development. I want to pull one of your alumni into the conversation. Aaron Beal is with us. He's a father of seven.
Yes.
Manages a big McDonald's in York, Pennsylvania, $3.5 million revenue a year. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Michelle. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fine.
When and how did you connect with Chesapeake Center for Youth Development?
I think it was around 1996.
You were how old?
16.
Uh-huh.
And I got in a little trouble in school. And a former student there told me about the school, and I mentioned it to my probation officer. And we went there, and history started.
History started. Well, I want to learn about that history. So you went there for school?
Yes.
And you were going to get a GED?
No, my original plans were actually to return to public school next year.
And that changed?
Yes.
How? Why?
It changed. I got comfortable there. It was a very welcoming atmosphere. I met a lot of good peers there, and I just wanted to stay there. So I enrolled in a GED program.
And then at some point, you also began to work at the Hollywood Diner, which was a project of the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development.
Yes, it's one of the spinoff programs. I went to school 3 days a week, and I would go down to the diner and work twice a week.
And was working with food something you had been eager to do? Was this something you'd been planning on, or was this like just a new thing?
Growing up, watching my mother cook in the kitchen, I figured I'd give it a shot. And it was an excellent experience.
Why?
It gave me confidence in myself. It taught me how to interact with, like, city officials, far as with City Hall, delivering orders to people of legal aid, and also people at Juvenile Justice Center.
Ivan, tell us. This was the Hollywood Diner,
the
movie.
This was the Hollywood Diner, which is now basically a depot for food trucks out there on Saratoga and Holiday Street. But for about 20 years, I think, our organization. I was sitting in the legislature at the time. The state was taking on a lot of the city's assets, and the diner was where they filmed a lot of Barry Levinson's movies, including the original diner. And it was called the Kids Diner. It was being run by the Baltimore City Public School System, which was using it as kind of like a stepping stone for kids that were in a culinary arts vocational program. But the city schools could no longer afford to keep it running. And I had worked in food services in college and everything, and in coffee shops and restaurants. And I thought, well, what a great, great thing for young people to get involved in. And so I think the city at the time thought a Marriott Corporation or a McDonald's or something would take it over. But nobody bid on it. So we threw our bid in, and we ended up getting a contract from the city. They rented it to us for $1 a year. We thought we would make a lot of money and pump it back into the organization. But food service, running a restaurant, is very difficult. And although it was a great experience for the youngsters that worked there, as Aaron can attest to, as a business, it was a losing proposition for us, and we had to give it up after about 20 years.
And Aaron, so you're 2 days a week at the diner learning what kinds of things?
First, I learned how to do short order cooking. I learned how to do prep cooking. I learned how to wait tables. I learned how to do bank deposits. I learned how to do bank change orders. Almost every facet of the restaurant I learned there.
And then at some point, it was time to take your GED test.
Yes.
What happened?
I went there, I took it, and I was so happy at the center, I purposely failed the math part.
You purposely failed your GED?
Yes. I didn't want to leave the center. I was that comfortable there, and I knew if I didn't pass all of it, then I wouldn't have to leave. So Ms. Sharon was like, you didn't fail the math part on purpose, basically thinking I was telling a fable. So I went back next round, and I aced the math part.
And then what happened?
Before the ink could dry on my GED, Mr. Ivan, Ms. Sharon, I think, and was Ms. Brenda and Marty helped me get all my paperwork done for my Pell Grants and stuff like that. So before the ink could dry, I was enrolled in Baltimore City Community College.
Mm-hmm. So your experience at the diner did kind of put you into the career track you're on.
Yes.
I mean, you ended up going to college.
Baltimore City Community College.
And how did you end up managing such a big McDonald's?
Oh, well, fast forward 10 years later, I was running a restaurant/bar called The Upper Deck on Utah and Saratoga Street. And me and Mr. Ivan got in contact again. He said, hey, why don't you come run the diner? And I was overwhelmed. I was like, come run the diner? And he was like, yeah, I want you to come run the diner. I was like, okay. And it was a lot of trials and tribulations. While I was there, actually, we had a very high success of students going on getting their GEDs and getting continuing full paid jobs. But there I learned everything not to do. I'm not going to lie. It was trial and experience as far as financially. You know, I didn't make them much money. I lost them a lot of money. But out of the good of that, we got some kids that did get their GEDs and our store working jobs. So I wound up moving up to Pennsylvania. And I wanted to get back in the food service field. So it was a company called JDCS Enterprises, doing business as McDonald's. They took me on as an assistant GM. And I've been gainfully employed with them. In October, it'll be 9 years.
Ivan Leschitzky, in what way is Aaron Beal a typical alumnus of Chesapeake Center for Youth Development?
He's exceptional. He's not typical, I think. I think what he's done, he's basically been very resourceful and very driven, and he's very responsible. I think a lot of, and he probably has a family and a wife and people surrounding him that are supportive of what he's trying to do. I think a lot of people that have come through our programs are kind of living on the edge, so to speak, and unless they find a, you know, a support group, role models, I should say, they're going to have a tough time of it if they don't continue their education, if they don't get into a job situation, has some room for advancement. You know, I live in the city and I see young people that I knew as teenagers that are now in their 30s and 40s and even 50s. You know, and I talk to them and ask them how they're doing, and most people have basically, risen from a troubled childhood or adolescence to become fairly productive people in their own right.
Aaron Beal, what did you learn from Ivan Leshinsky?
Not to have a pity party for yourself, not to feel sorry. You know, that you got to constantly keep working and keep trying to improve yourself. You can't get stagnant or become a dinosaur.
Become a dinosaur.
Because the dinosaurs became extinct.
I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you. Aaron Beal manages a McDonald's in York, Pennsylvania, and is the father of 7 kids. Two young ladies who were part of CCYD's after-school program, Audrey and Lee Rozier, told me they would probably not have gotten into music without that experience. And now they've achieved some fame with their rap that helped defeat plans for a trash incinerator in South Baltimore.
It's time to stand up, let our voices be heard. Incinerator move, cause you're not preferred. It's about that time to make the choice. I'ma stand up and free my voice.
My voice.
Ivan, was it the Changes after-school program that Audrey and Lee Rozier were
That's
part
correct.
Of?
It was an after-school program that was operating first in Faring Baybrook Recreation Center and then in Ben Franklin High School. And it was a drop-in center that tried to provide a whole range of academic and enrichment activities, socialization activities. We took field trips, all the things that teenagers need to do to grow and develop and become productive adults. And we recruited a staff that, you know, mentors and people that would connect with them and help them develop assets that would help them grow and develop into productive adults.
And then Changes has changed, yeah. Has morphed into something.
Yeah, Changes was funded by the Family League of Baltimore City, and at some point they made a decision that there were so many extracurricular activities going on in high schools that they were not going to fund after-school programs in high schools any longer. So we were able to get a contract with Anne Arundel County Department of Health, which was initiating a new type of after-school program where they were really directing their funding and their resources towards kids who were beginning to have substance abuse issues with alcohol or drugs and also academic issues. So that's really Rediscovering Me Clubhouse, our current program, is different than the Changes program was. And kids really have to meet certain eligibility criteria to be part of the clubhouse now.
Ivan, how would you describe, if you can describe, how CCYD's work has changed over 4 decades?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit from the special education school that it was founded on to where we came to this realization a number of years ago that the kids that we were working with were most affected by their parents' situation, their jobs, their education, if they had drug habits or they might have been incarcerated. They were most affected by that situation as well as the neighborhoods that they were growing up in. And so we decided, well, if we're really going to have an impact, we're going to have to also have programs and services that are going to benefit adults as well as youngsters. And we're also going to have to take a lot of initiative to provide professional community organizing in a lot of distressed or disadvantaged neighborhoods. And that's what we've been doing for the last couple of years.
Specifically, there is something called Jiffy, right, that you mentioned.
Jiffy is part of our clinical social work operation.
It's juvenile.
Juvenile Intervention Family Independence Project. It started around the year 2000 in Anne Arundel County, where youngsters that were picking up a juvenile citation or a charge were asking the public defender's office for some assistance. And the public defender would say, well, if you're willing to get involved with one of CCYD's social workers or case managers and work out a treatment plan where you could get some help maybe in getting your son or daughter back home at night or getting them to go to school regularly or to stop stealing cars or whatever it might be, if you're willing to do that, we will not formally adjudicate this charge, and your son will be involved in a program that the juvenile the CCYD Council of Social Workers can recommend, and it could be getting back into school if they've been suspended or expelled. And we do a lot of educational advocacy in that sense.
From your perspective, as someone who's been planted in South Baltimore and Anne Arundel County for four decades, with all the experience that you have, where do you see things headed in terms of supporting young people?
Yeah, I tell
risk?
You, Sheila, my energy really goes into kind of like working with groups of people or neighborhoods or individuals where we can see some success. I haven't, you know, for the 37 years that I've been at CCYD, I haven't gotten involved very much in advocacy or trying to change systems. It's been a very grassroots and a very community-oriented type of operation. You know, other organizations are much more equipped, to make systematic changes.
So what is there any advice then that you've distilled over these years that you can offer to whoever's going to come after you?
You know, life throws a lot of stuff your way, and about 90% of it is how you deal with it. I mean, you know, stuff is going to happen, and, you know, they're funny, you know, as far as, I mean, the area that I think I know the most about is having, you know, kept a nonprofit organization that didn't have a mission that was, super interesting to a lot of people, you know, disadvantaged kids, troublemakers. I mean, these aren't the kind of things that generate a great outpouring of support. And I've been able to, keep this organization going and do a lot of good things. Of course, I've had a tremendous amount of help along the way. Nobody can do this for as long as I have without that help. And, you know, so there have been foundation grants along the way, contracts with different agencies, certainly the staff and the board and all that. I try to pick up little pieces of advice from everybody I talk to, everybody I meet. Somebody's got something that, you know, I could use somewhere along the line.
Well, congratulations on what you accomplished.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Ivan Leshinsky is retiring June 30th after 37 years as director of the Chesapeake Center for Youth Development. He wants to be sure I tell you about the Quarters for Kids fundraiser on June 17th, a combination raffle and auction. We've got a link to it at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now, and when we're back, a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.